We're opposing a corner shop, which was a grocery, being turned into an A5 fast food takeaway.
Dorothy Maxwell is leading the fight against an empty corner shop being turned into a fish and chip and Chinese takeaway. The shop is on the corner of Higham Road and Prospect Avenue in Rushden, and Dorothy believes it would be too close to nearby schools.
Their students would come down this road and use it instead of maybe having lunch in the school, or even after school having chips and whatever on the way home.
How close are the nearest schools? Where are they?
Right, well, the Ferris School, this is Prospect Avenue here, and the Ferris School, at the end of Prospect Avenue, are the playing fields to the Ferris School, and the children walk down the back route through the footpath, the cycle path.
Which, so how far is it? Shall we walk up?
It's roughly, I did a measurement, it's roughly about 300 metres to the actual boundary of the school, not to the entrance, however, to the boundary. But most children walk down the back of this to actually access Higham Road to go home.
So you think it'll be very easy for children to nip out at lunchtimes and go to this fish and chip shop?
Well, apparently Year 11 at the Ferris School are able to go out at lunchtime to use the local facilities if they wish to. So I think that if they knew that this was open, what would happen would be that they would actually come down here rather than going to Higham Ferris, to the bakery.
The two nearby schools, Rushden Community College and the Ferris Specialist Arts College, both have healthy eating policies. The head teachers of both schools were unable to give us an interview. But in a letter to Dorothy Maxwell, the head of Rushden Community College, Mark Lester, says he's supportive of any proposal to reduce the temptation of unhealthy fast food options on their doorstep. And the acting principal of the Ferris Arts College, Sue Pettit, wrote in a letter to Dorothy, "You have my full support for your opposition to the fast food takeaway." The people applying to turn the old shop into a takeaway have declined comment at this stage.
We've now come right to the end of Prospect Avenue, and there's a little footpath, very muddy I must say this morning, that comes down to some building work that's going on at the bottom here. What is this?
This building work down here is going to be a footpath and a cycle route for the children from the Ferris School to go into the town centre. But equally, it's a footpath for people to come up here to go to Prospect Avenue.
So as far as you're concerned, this makes it easier, again, for children to access the shop.
They can come up the footpath, go down this way, go down Prospect Avenue, call into the takeaway and then carry on down Higham Road into Rushden.
You're also concerned about the number of fast food outlets in Rushden.
Yes, in Rushden, we did a survey on Monday, and what we found was there were 81 eateries. That includes pubs, clubs, restaurants, takeaways, coffee shops, and places where young people can get hot food and a drink, which basically is too many already. So why do we need any more?
Dorothy has now been given new hope in her battle against the takeaway. The Department for Education says that local planning authorities now have to take into account how close hot food takeaways are to schools.